Hopefully, anyway. At least you're not, like, pouring water or...
yeah.
Or trying to shut the fuck up.
Sad party! We're here at Mitch's house.
And there's fucking candles, and there's running water from the creek down the back, and there's crickets, and it's all fucking happening at him.
The running water's making me need a piss so bad. It's good.
But the neighbours don't wear shirts.
So what's been happening?
You ask me this every time, and...
I know.
Really not a great deal's happened since. Yeah. I'm just finishing my fifth beer right now, and we're rolling.
You gotta keep up the illusion that it's another day. Another day has started.
So today I, what did I do today? I
went down... shot a bunch of people, didn't you?
Yeah, that's went on a murderous rampage.
I haven't done anything good. I seriously, like, nothing exciting's happened in the last little bit of time.
Nah, well, even still, like, you know, a funny story, actually. We're sitting on the back deck, so you guys can't see, but we can see. See, on this fence railing here, there was, we had, like, four possums out here, and then we fed them apples, and they didn't come back.
Really?
Yeah, they ate and fucked off.
Did you give them the seeds? Because the seeds got bits of trace bits of cyanide around it.
Well, yeah, I didn't want them to come back. Exactly. I meant to say it's a success, like, they're not back again.
Those possums will be leaving us one-star reviews.
Yeah.
No one cares about your Bunnings voucher.
A scathing Yelp review on it. Scathing Yelp review at my house, which is a bit strange, from possums who somehow have an iPhone.
I do like your house, though. Your house is really cool. It's right near the beach, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I do. It is in the middle of nowhere, but yeah. I live near the beach.
That's all right. I'd rather be in the middle of nowhere near the beach than in suburbia.
Yeah,
near idiots.
Like in the city of Casey, for example.
Exactly. Oh, jeez. Yeah, so nothing. You got nothing new to report? Nothing interesting?
To be honest with you, actually, Jess made a really nice Mexican fiesta for me tonight, which is quite good, but you were obviously late, so you didn't get to enjoy that.
I didn't get to enjoy it, too.
Yeah, which was quite good.
Although I do see a bottle of Tabasco sauce on your bench that I'm going to go do shots of later, so...
I hope you're taking them anally.
Yeah, anal shots.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, let's do the quiz. This one's from...
This is a gigantic quiz. Oh, you're listening to Sad Party as well.
Oh, Sad Party, yeah. We don't know how to do things.
Yeah, it's like being punched in the earlobe.
We're not good at
like
things.
Like a speed bag.
Yeah.
By some sort of silverback gorilla.
Sad Party, a frozen diarrhea popsicle. This is the quiz from Sunday, December 16th, 2018.
The literal sound of murder.
But funnily enough, this one's not called the quiz. This one's called Have You Been Paying Attention? Clearly we haven't been paying attention because I didn't know this one wasn't called a quiz until just then. Number one. Which English singer-songwriter released the studio album Egypt Station earlier this year? Sounds terrible.
English singer?
Singer-songwriter.
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran? Sheep Sheeran?
He sounds English.
No. I didn't actually say any person, but I didn't know. I should claim...
You didn't even...
I should claim Paul McCartney now, but I won't. But it was Paul McCartney.
Is he still making songs?
I think so. I thought he was dead.
Well, he's nearly 900, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
He's about 900. He looks about 900.
His missus took him for an arm and a leg, because she only had one. Yeah, the one with one leg.
Wait, really?
Yeah, she had... Didn't you know he had a missus with one leg?
Prosthetic, though?
Oh, I'm sure she had a prosthetic.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
She just hop everywhere. Yeah, but, no. Oh, Paul McCartney's my husband, but I can't afford a leg. I've got a leg to stand on.
Jesus. Not with Paul around. Next question.
Jesus. Yes, good. No, so, what? Nothing. Zero for
what
that
was
one.
The answer? Oh, Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney. Yeah, what right. was the question? All right, number two. You'll know this one.
Who stabbed Monica Sellers?
No.
All right, next question.
Where in the world is Monica Sellers?
Getting stabbed.
City of Casey, Carmen San Diego, Shanta. Number two, who won the 2018 Brownlow Medal?
The 2018 Brownlow Medal.
Look, so like this a month year. Or two ago?
Oh, God.
No, it wasn't God.
I actually listen to the Triple M Hot Breakfast every single morning. And I should know this.
Oh. But you should know it.
Trent Cotchin.
I don't understand that sentence. But,
It was a statement.
The only footy player I know of is Rory Sloane, because he's a family friend. and he's a good dude, but I don't think he won. Cause I'm sure
I like how when someone's famous, you just claim them as your friend.
Oh, well,
like yeah. Freddie Mercury from Queen. Like, you reckon you know him.
Yeah, I do. He gave me AIDS. What were we talking about? Gold.
Footy.
I was going to
call AFL, it the great game.
Gold low medal.
Okay, gold low.
Gold low brown medal. Different colour. Brown low medal. A brown nose medal. Who do you reckon? What did you say?
I said Trent Cotchin.
Trent Cotchin. Let's have a look.
But I know that it's wrong.
Tom Mitchell.
Oh, the Hawthorne boy. I actually support Hawthorne. I should have known that.
Isn't Tom Mitchell a stand-up comedian?
No,
that's Tom Ballard. How did I get Tom Ballard from Tom Mitchell?
Fuck, you're the worst.
I don't know. Hey.
What are you talking about?
Settle down. Number three. Who is Australia's Minister for Foreign Affairs?
Peter Dutton.
Nah, it's a chick. I'm sure it is.
She got fired, mate. You're thinking of Julie Bishop.
Yeah.
I think she got the old boot when she went for the old PM. Yeah, I think
Knight beats Bishop, so...
Yeah, that's right.
I've never played chess.
You never played chess?
No. Nah.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Hey,
not that you'd be any good at it, because you're dumb as fuck.
Exactly, those stupid stumpy fingers won't work on the chess horses. Who is Australia's Minister for Foreign Affairs? Who do you say?
Was or is?
Is.
Peter Dutton.
Peter Dutton. Peter Harvey.
Dutton.
Canberra.
Canberra.
Canberra. Maurice Payne. I was half right. I said it was a chick.
That Maurice is a dude.
What?
Maurice?
Maurice.
Oh, Maurice.
M-A-R.
Sorry, you had a speech impediment. I couldn't understand you.
Talking with a limp. Number four. The Roman numerals MMXVIII create which number?
MMXVII.
Yeah. M is 1,000. So 2018.
Is it 2018?
I think it's 2018.
You just gave me the fucking answer, you retard.
Yeah, well, you know,
think in your head.
Never gonna
think in your head. No one wants to hear it.
You never had enough time if it said 20.
Think in your fucking head.
Spell 2018. Spell 2018. Yeah. Say 2018.
Thanks for the answer, dipshit.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I think it's 2018. What's it? MM. MXV sounds like 2018. I think.
Oh, it sounds like someone would...
2018!
Yeah, someone would fucking put that on their clothing label.
Mm.
And be like, yeah, established in 2018. That's one of those fucking possums shooting out of the tree.
Sad party, established MXV.
Established MXV.
What is the main alcoholic beverage used in the cocktail margarita?
Piss.
Piss. Actual urine.
In a margarita?
Is it tequila?
Nah.
Tequila?
Tequila. I think it's just, oh, fucking a margarita.
It's tequila. I'm sure it's tequila.
Are you?
I'm sure.
Maybe you should go with that, mate. No, I might go with vodka.
You're going vodka, I'm going tequila. You idiot, it's tequila.
Fuck you, is it really?
Yeah.
You're a dipshit. I thought margarita was one of the orange juice.
Nah, margarita's the one you get at the Mexican house.
I fucking hate you.
I thought the main
I fucking hate
alcohol used in the cocktail margarita was like tomato paste and oregano. Alright, number six. Who released the single Chewing Gum in September this year? Yeah. A single called Chewing Gum.
Oh my god. Chewing Gum?
Yeah.
Who the fuck would you... The music... Can I say the music industry is absolute garbage.
Yeah.
It is disgusting. Whoever thinks that Chewing Gum's a good name for a song is...
Probably a lot richer than us.
A lot richer and probably still a lot smarter, but fuck them.
That's sitting on your back.
It has to be... It'd be... One of those fucking women. You know, like Cardi B, or what's the other one?
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande, or... I'm going to get Ariana Grande, actually. That sounds quite good.
She sounds like a Starbucks drink.
That's where she got her name from, actually.
Yeah, Ariana Grande Latte.
Just getting a coffee and thought, oh, Grande, that's large. Can I get a large? No, it's a Grande. Oh, and then the penny drops. She's like, yes.
I'm going to say, who's that stupid one? The really annoying one.
Cardigan B?
No. Pullover B. Missy...
Oh, Missy Elliott?
No, not Missy Elliott. Shut up. The other one, the stupid one. The thing's about anacondas.
Oh,
What's her name?
Sausage Fingers.
Yeah, yeah. Sausage Fingers. What's her
name? Things about anacondas?
Yeah.
Oh, Rihanna?
No.
Under my anaconda.
No, that's Umbrella. And she's keeping the rain off her anaconda with the umbrella.
Yeah, that's right.
Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll say Nicki Minaj.
All right. You can say that.
Number six. Blood Orange. What? A.K.A. Dev Hines.
Blood... Oh, my God. That's a...
Oh, I hate that.
Blood Orange.
Have you seen...
What does that even mean?
Of course you've seen this because you're a loser. That idiot named Little Pimple or Little Puss or something like that sings Gucci Gang. A song called Gucci
Little,
Gang.
Little Puss.
Know. Oh, is that little
Pimp?
Puss?
Is that what his name is? Little Pimp?
Little Puss.
Little Yachty? Little Pimp?
I don't know. It's called Gucci Gang. It's seriously the worst song.
Yeah, I know the song. Oh, he's God, got, like, it's tragic.
He's got a grill. Looks like he's got like an inside out Fanta can in his mouth for the grills. It's the worst.
It's
and
just
some of them are
worse. It's a mouth disgrace.
Sean, who I used to work with, showed it to me, and Sean, I love you to bits, but I hate
did he
you.
Actually show it to you like as an endearment?
No, he showed it to me because he knew it would make me angry.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, right.
And I seriously,
he didn't show it to you.
I'm
saying,
sorry, Sean, but I hate
hey,
you
Dale,
so much.
Hey, Dale, look at this sick track, bro.
I hate you so much for showing me that song,
man,
but it's
I
the
can't
worst.
Handle it.
It's and then
shocking.
He's standing on the roof of a car, and it's meant to be real hardcore, and he's like smashing up, but he's just smashing like one window. I'm like, it's like $150. It's like my mate Ian fits windscreens. I'm like, he'll hook you up. He'll hook you up for like 130. I'm like, you're not a gangster. It's the worst.
Yeah, just...
And he looks like a weasel, like a genuine weasel. He looks like the bad weasels from Roger Rabbit.
There's a lot of them.
Oh,
a lot of that. That's a big thing.
Makes me so
though.
Angry.
But I don't know how they get away with how bad it is.
It can't be that hard to write a rap song.
No.
It cannot be hard.
If we can make a I feel like making a podcast is harder than making a rap song. Like, making this absolute garbage podcast has got to be easier than making fucking Gucci Gang.
Oh, it's the worst. Anyway. Alright, number seven. Which driver, and it wasn't...
Gucci Gang.
It wasn't little Pimple or whatever. What's his name?
I think it's Little Pimp.
Little Pimp?
Nah.
Nah, it's something else.
Little Peep.
No, it's... doesn't matter. He sucks anyway. Which driver won the 2018 Formula One Italian Grand Prix?
Dan Ricciardo.
I'm going to say Dan Ricciardo too. He's ace. Let me have a look. Nah, Lewis Hamilton.
Oh, he wins everything.
Yeah.
Why don't I pick him? Look at Australian papers.
Number eight. Who was the female member of the famous 1960s folk group Peter, Paul, and... Insert female name here.
Peter, Paul, and Robin.
Is it?
Sounds good to me. It sounds better if it's
the
right
like
answer.
It should be like Peter, Paul, and Mary, but I think that's because of like Catholic stuff. God bothering things. I don't know.
Genevieve, maybe? Peter, Paul, and Genevieve?
I don't know. I seriously have no idea with that one. Let me have a look. Mary! That was a good guess. But only because of religious things. I don't know who Peter Paul
is. Is it
Mary
actually
are.
The right answer?
It's actually Mary, yeah.
You fucking disgust me.
Yeah.
You're so dumb and you still got the answer right.
Number nine. Who was awarded the 2018 Miles Franklin Literary Award? It's about Oh, Jesus, the irony. Who was awarded the 2018 Miles Franklin Literary Award for her novel, The Life to Come?
Ought to be Damien Redivo.
I don't know.
J.K. Rowling.
I don't know. I'm not even going to guess. Michelle de Kretzer.
Oh, great books.
Michelle de Kretzer. My dad had a superannuation guy named Des de Kretzer. De Kretzer's not a very common surname. I wonder if they're related.
They obviously have to be. They're probably a Christmas lunch at some point.
They're sitting around going, what have you been up to?
Just doing tax or something, guy.
Chubb's tax thing. what did you do? Oh, I won a literary award, the Miles Franklin. Alright, so the winner of the Miles Franklin was, I can't even remember her name, something to Kretzer. Alright, you'll know this one because you're a dork. Number 10. Which Australian has registered the most career runs in Test cricket with 13,378?
Australian.
Yep. That's a lot of runs.
Yeah, it's impressive, isn't it?
How long's a cricket track, whatever it's called?
No, you don't run them all. Well, you hit boundaries.
Like, that's further to run.
No, no, no. You don't have to run. If you hit the ball to the rope, it's four runs. Or if you hit over the rope, it's six.
Cricket's basically Star Wars with a ball and a stick.
I hate you. I fucking hate you so much.
Stupid
fucking disgusting.
And funnily enough, cricket's played with rubbish bins as well in backyards. Like Star Wars. Stupid space
stick ball. So which Australian cricketer has scored the most international runs? Fuck.
Shane Warne with a ciggy in his mouth the whole time.
I want to say Ricky Ponting.
Ricky Ponting?
But I think that's wrong.
Yeah.
Steve Waugh or Ricky Ponting?
Alright. I have no
idea. Can I have two guesses?
Yeah.
Ricky Ponting or Steve Waugh. It's one of those
two. Alright. I'm going to say David Boone. Number 10. Ricky Ponting.
Yes.
Yes. Well, a half yes. I'll still give you a full point.
Give me a full point. So I did say Ricky Ponting first. But all I felt like I owed it to Steve Waugh to at least
shut up and answer. Fuck Number
you.
11.
Shut up. You shut your fucking...
The Tiwi...
You shut your fuckhole. In your face.
The Tiwi Islands are located off the coast of which Australian state or territory?
Queensland.
I think it's Northern Territory. I think the Tiwi Islands are... Right.
Actually, I'm going to change my guess. Western Australia.
I think the Tiwi Islands are near, like, Melville Island and that sort of stuff. I think. Number 11. Let's have a look. Northern Territory. Yes.
Fuck.
Ha.
This is fucking not going well. That's
what you get for being stupid. But this one...
I think the home ground advantage is hurting me in this.
This one's... I've got 20 questions instead of 12, so that's better.
Good. I can come back.
Yeah.
From the dead.
Number 12. How many women's singles championships did former tennis player Anna Kournikova win during her career?
Her dad was fucking crazy.
No, that... Oh!
That's the other one.
I hate you so much.
Jocic.
Yeah, with crazy Bill Dokic as her dad.
That guy's fucking drunk all the time.
So
how many did Anna Kournikova win? How many singles titles?
Yeah.
She was pretty good. She's pretty handy with a racket.
Yeah.
And she didn't have a crazy dad, so that might have cost her a couple.
Yeah. I think the way to go good in tennis is to have a crazy dad.
You need someone. You really do need someone screaming at you and fighting people in the crowd while you're playing.
Dad never beat me growing up. That's why I'm no good at tennis. Dad, if you're listening to this, go back in time, start hitting me. I want to be a good tennis player.
Well, you need to be just, even not even, just like some verbal abuse.
My legs are too short for tennis, though. You'd be
the
worst
tennis player. You've got the most opposite of a tennis player body I've ever seen.
Running back across the court, it looked like, you know, when Marvin the Martian's running back to his spaceship.
You know what you'd be good as? A catcher in softball. Like, you'd be the fucking ultimate. Not in baseball, because you have to move too quick, but a softball, like, underarm to you. Like, you'd be a great catcher.
I think it'd be better shape for, like, archery or something.
You're built like a darts player.
The Grand Slammer player on ciggies. I don't know. I'm going to say none.
You should smoke 100 ciggies.
Oh, for
just
sure.
Just for fun. Just for one day.
Yeah, go from never smoking ever. Play out 100 ciggies.
Do like a social experiment. Just smoke 100 ciggies in a day and just see how you feel.
Grand Slam of darts. I'm going to say none. She won entirely none singles.
I'm going to say that she won three singles titles. But she could have won five.
You're stupid. She was none.
Was it?
Yep. I win again.
Are you fucking serious?
Yep.
Oh my God.
I think I'm actually going to beat you in this one.
You're fucking five ahead, aren't you?
No, I don't think so. Number 13.
Did you just give me... Yeah, you gave me your point.
Lucky 13. This is the first time one of our quizzes has gone past 12 questions. So it's extra sad.
You're listening to history right now. The listener hasn't gone past 12. No listener's gone past 12.
Which character does actress Emily Simons portray in the Australian television series Home and Away?
Fuck,
Emily Simons. I think that's that chick. People in the podcast can't see her. I think that's that chick. Well, it says 13 there and 13 there.
Oh, yeah, so that is her.
Yeah. I thought that was the chick that hosts Australian Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, I thought she was like a sports reporter or something, that lady.
Yeah.
But it's not. Yeah. Obviously, it's no good for the podcast to tell you how she... But she's a blonde woman wearing some sort of black sort of dress.
Yeah.
She has a neck.
It's Freddie Mercury. So I'm going to say the character that Emily Simons portrays is Freddie Mercury.
I'm going to say Hayley.
Okay, let me see. Marilyn Chambers. Neither of us are any good.
I think that's Macy's sister. No, Casey's sister.
Macy Chambers. You're thinking of Macy Gray.
I'm thinking of Macy Gray and Casey Chambers.
Mm, crazy. Number 14. The sapphire is the official gemstone of which Australian state or territory? Sapphire.
It's a netball team.
Where's the netball team from? That might help.
Yeah, they're the Sapphires, the netball
Melbourne
team.
Sapphires?
No. That's so fucking...
My mum will know.
Are you going to phone a friend?
I'm not going to call mum at 10:15.
Well, fuck you. Don't answer it. You can't text her.
What?
It's cheating. Are you going to text her?
It's not cheating.
Or are you just going to look at her face and see if that reminds you?
That's not my mum. That's my wife.
No, shit.
I'm going to say... No, Victoria's called something else. The
netball team for Victoria is different. The Sapphires would be New South Wales.
You reckon New South Wales?
Yeah.
Because the Opals is South Australia. I know that, because that's where Opals are from.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Victoria.
Western Australia is the Blue Sky mining town.
Oh, yeah.
They call them Midnight Oils.
And Tassie's official gemstone is just a petrified piece of dog poo. So it's not Tassie, because it's not the Tasmanian dog poo. I'm going to say Victoria. What are you saying, New South Wales?
Yeah, I said New South Wales.
Oh, yeah, cool. Queensland. Didn't you say Queensland?
We're the fucking dumbest people.
Yeah.
I said Queensland after I said New South Wales.
All right, number 15. Which team finished on top, won the minor premiership and grand final in the 2018 NRL season?
Melbourne Storm?
Melbourne Sapphires. I'm going to say Melbourne Storm too.
Oh, you would.
That's the only one I know.
Let's jump on me back of me success.
Billy Slater's my neighbour. I've got to know that Melbourne Storm is...
Billy Slater's not an NRL player in your neighbourhood, though.
Nah, there's no NRL in my neighbourhood. Other than Victoria.
It's Billy Slater, the fucking accountant.
Yeah, William L. Slater.
He does me tax every year.
Yeah, he can only breathe through his mouth. He's just really overweight, William L. Slater. Tax accountant. Tax accountant, local law attorney. He'd wear one of those, like, he'd have the jacket that doesn't get within, like, 10 inches of each other down the front, with, like, the little real thin tie down the middle, because thinks that a thin tie makes your guts not look as big.
And as he walks past, you can literally hear the button screaming.
William L. Slater.
Melbourne Storm.
Melbourne Storm sounds good to me. Sydney Roosters.
Oh, fuck.
Sydney Roosters. What a terrible name for a team.
I'm sure there's so many deadly animals in New South Wales and you choose the Roosters.
This one's it's so much worse.
Like chicken fuckers. Like that. The Sydney chicken fuckers.
Number six. Chickens are just dinosaurs.
Like the
chickens are just
like
the modern evolution.
Gnarly funnel web spiders, or like the
yeah.
What are they? Death adders or something in Sydney. Yeah. But no, it's just the fucking. We fuck roosters. We fuck hens sometimes.
Oh, we're the Sydney ducks.
And they're all massive, scary people. And they've got fucking.
Yeah, they're mountains of people.
They got red rubber gloves filled
them,
with air in the.
They should just call themselves the Sydney rugby players. It's way scarier than
way
Sydney
scarier.
Roosters.
Way scarier.
They're now called the Sydney rugby players. All right, number 16. Another one. Which singer-songwriter released the album Kamikaze earlier this year?
Well, I know it was Eminem.
Is it?
Maybe. I might be wrong, like every other question.
Call it Kamikaze. Do you reckon that's cultural appropriation of Japan?
It's definitely... All the songs are in Japanese.
Yeah.
But they end really abruptly.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to say that Little Wart...
Little Peep.
Little Wart.
Little Wart.
Yeah.
Little Pimple Boy.
Little Bruise. I'm going to go Little Bruise. Who do you reckon?
Eminem? I know it's Eminem.
Oh, okay. Eminem.
You fucking disgust me, you didn't know that.
Why would I know that?
You wear your hat backwards. Eminem. How the fuck shouldn't you know that?
Eminem's that chocolate thing in the air. Oh, get in the bowl.
If you don't know Eminem, that's just...
Of course I know Eminem.
Well, you obviously don't.
There's a guy at my work. One of the guys at my work always wears a beanie, and Jake, one of the good boys at work, always calls him Slim Shady. At the work Christmas party, Michael wasn't wearing a beanie, so Jake just called him Not Slim Shady.
Not Slim Shady.
Just Not Slim Shady. What are you doing? Not Slim Shady.
Hey, speaking of funny nicknames, so obviously we've got a kid on our cricket team called Brock.
Oh, obviously, you got a team, kid no, on your cricket team.
We've got a kid on our cricket team called Brock. He's 17 or whatever. He plays in our cricket team. And he's got this, like, really bad habit of wearing, like, Speed Dealer sunnies.
Yeah.
All the time. Like, always wears, like, weird Speed Dealer shades. What are Speed Dealer sunnies? Like, real, like, old Oakleys that are just real, little and thin and just weird sunnies. And but it's not just one pair. Like, he comes to training with different ones.
He's a selectionist.
This kid's got a selection of proper ones, and Brock might listen to this podcast, and if you listen to me, Brock, I'm telling you, because I love you, mate. And he's got long hair, right?
Yeah.
And the captain of our team, Johnny, goes to him, starts calling him Poochie on the ground. So Pitcher, you know Poochie? Itchy and Scratchy and Poochie.
Yeah.
Like Homer Simpson's the voice of Poochie. So he's getting called Poochie all day, and he's got his long hair past his little Speed Dealer shades, looking exactly like Poochie of the Simpsons.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
That was it, really. So that's now, I just, like, he got his new nickname on the weekend. So that's Poochie. He's Poochie for now. So there you go, Brock, you're Poochie forever. Poochie forever.
For a second, I thought that was related to one of the questions, but it wasn't.
No, not at all. No, it's just something I thought of just then. It just keeps going back to cricket, really, doesn't it?
Number 17. What is the nickname given to the Australian men's soccer team?
Socceroos, mate.
Soccer rugby players, I think. To make yourself scary.
The soccer rubies.
Soccer rubies. Not the soccer dog poos. That's the Tassie one.
No, it's the soccer poopies there.
It's Socceroos, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that a nickname? I thought that was what they were actually called.
No. They're the they're the Australian. What are they?
Do you know the only thing that I know about AFL football, literally the only thing, is when Fremantle was becoming a team, on the footy show, they were walking around Fremantle asking people what they should name the team.
Oh, with Sam Newman?
Yeah, with Sam
Newman. Yeah, great.
And they came across an old guy with no teeth, and they said, what should they call it? And he said, the shitfish. The Fremantle shitfish. And to this day, my mum and dad still call them the Fremantle shitfish. That's just what they are.
Well, would you rather be called the Dockers or the shitfish? And it's a 50-50. Get toss a coin, couldn't you?
I got a mate of mine docked 13 barbecue shapes. Literally.
Like at one time?
Yeah, at one time. He pushed like 4 or 5 in there and kept putting more in, and his wang looked like a hammerhead shark. And then he ate them. Yeah, it was really bad. He's the one who docked your foot peg on your KX.
Oh, I still got the photo of that.
Yeah.
I haven't got those foot pegs on anymore, though. I got rid of them.
Keep them next to your bed instead.
I sniff them every now and then.
But yeah, so
it's crazy. They go from black to cheese.
Oh, jeez. They look like the what was that chocolate that was white on one side and black on the other?
What's the next question, Dayo?
I don't know. Number 18. The Spanish town of Bunol?
Well, you're going to have to say that correctly.
Bunol? B-U-N-O-L.
Bunol.
That's what I just said. Is famous for its festival based around which fruit?
The running of the bulls with the tomatoes. How's that?
Bulls?
Tomatoes.
Yeah, tomatoes.
Tomato festival.
But what's it got to do with bulls?
No, because you throw them at the bulls, so they fuck off. He's like, hate reds. They hate getting hit with tomatoes, mate. That's how they get them really angry at the start. They just hurl tomatoes at
them. I don't think the running of the bulls involves
It's a tomato festival, but either way. I thought
that was Pamplona. No, that has the running of the bulls.
Pamplona. The running of the tomatoes?
They open the gate. All the tomatoes just sit there making tomato sounds.
Some of them roll out off the top, which is kind of scary. They get a fair bit of speed up off the pile.
So the running of the tomatoes is in Bunol, I think. Let me have a look. Tomatoes! It is tomatoes. Yes. I went with tomatoes too, so
I don't know how you got into tomatoes. That's my guess, pretty exclusively.
I said tomatoes are a fruit. The question.
I left you with the
bullshit. The question wasn't, is tomatoes a fruit? Is tomatoes a fruit? That's good English. I'm talking with a limp. Number 19. Malcolm Turnbull was the sitting member of which House of Representatives seat before resigning earlier this year?
Wasn't he the boss? The PM?
Yeah, he was the Darth Vader of it. Like, he was in charge.
He was the Prime Minister. But you know what? He's electorate.
I don't... Oh, like Darth Vader.
Like Rich Sydney electorate is where he's from. Wherever the richest part of Sydney is, that was his electorate.
Vaucluse?
I don't know.
Was the sitting member of which House of
Which
House of Representatives seat before resigning earlier this year? I don't know anything about politics.
I don't know. I didn't know they had safe seats. I thought they just all went in there. Yeah. Sort of wherever you got a seat. If you got in there early, you got better seats. And if you didn't, well,
go
if
in there, shit got at the top. Like, he goes in there and there's the kids from like the start of Forrest Gump. Seats taken.
This is where I always sit.
Let me see. I don't know. Let me have a look. Wentworth. Isn't that a prison?
It is, yeah. He's pretty good in there. He's high up in the prison. He shanked a few guys. So. Exactly. If you shank enough dudes, you get the seat there.
He's a guy that knows how to get things.
Yeah.
Number 20. Melbourne's Etihad Stadium was renamed to what in September this year?
Marvel Stadium.
Is it really?
Yep, actually my...
Really? Jesus Christ.
Well, you don't know that.
I didn't know that.
Well, Marvel there you go. Stadium. And actually, a bit of fun trivia. Good mate of mine, Kev Mack, runs
like,
Tats
like
Up.
Like Meg Mack?
Pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Runs Tats Up and they got their 5-year anniversary
there. Runs what? I didn't understand.
Tats Up Supply Company. A tattoo supply company.
Oh, okay.
And he's actually running their 5th-year anniversary there as we speak.
Oh. Sad party. Brought to you by, what is it, Tats Up?
Tats Up, yeah.
Tats Up.
Brought there to you by go. Tats Up. There so I'll just, I'll invoice you, Kev, if you hear this.
Yeah, cheers. Give us some more money so we can...
You just give us Bunnings vouchers, that's fine.
Bunnings vouchers and sausages.
For scathing reviews.
So, is it Marvel Stadium?
No, well...
Oh, it actually is Marvel Stadium. I thought you were hanging crap on me.
Well, fuck you. How dare you take a point for that?
No, I didn't take a point for that.
You shouldn't.
I knew I didn't get it. Wars Stadium.
No, it's not Star Wars Stadium.
Yeah, Darth Vader's the boss.
No, because George Lucas wouldn't allow that. Just a little stadium. I didn't want the MCG.
Did that get named Marvel Stadium after Stan Lee had died?
No, it was happening before. It wasn't like a tribute.
It was like 2 months ago.
I'm sure they figured it out before Stan Lee died. Yeah, he only just died.
Yeah.
But well, there we go. Oh, Stan that's Lee's right. Dead. I better tally it up.
Let me have a look. Mitch got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
6 out of 20. That's...
Dario got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Even. Did I get
again.
6? Is that right? Yeah, 6. Even.
6 out of 20, though. That's...
Yeah, 6 out of 20. It's... Kind of
disgusting.
Useless.
Absolutely disgusting.
We might as well just kill ourselves. So
we are the dumbest people.
It's not our fault.
Our listeners actually, to be fair, we will only be as dumb, but then we've got people who actually listen to this podcast who are dumber.
It's good.
And we love you for it. We do love you for it, but you know.
Anyway, so we've had a lot of people leaving reviews and they need to be... Some of them are pretty good, some are pretty offensive, one of them just said shit, so I think that one will get taken down by iTunes. Then again, iTunes might listen to it and go, yeah.
But, it wasn't even just like shit with an exclamation point or shit in like capitals. Yeah. It was literally a voice recording of someone. So when you go on iTunes, you have to hit play and it's someone screaming, shit, down the...
It's just... It was someone was just left a review trying to work out how to spell the sound of a dog getting hit by a car. that's all it is. Sad party. Like a dog getting hit by a car.
God.
I don't know. Have you got anything fun to say?
Well, we'll definitely have some more episodes coming soon because we've always been very surprised with how many people have actually listened to it, and I've actually been pretty amazed at the positive response we've had,
which is
blowing me away. But there'll be more stuff, and we're giving away a Bunnings voucher, which is unheard of from a podcast. Generally, we ask you for money and donations, but we're not going to do that because we have normal fucking jobs, and we're not comedians and bums. So,
and we're not actually any good. Like, I'd feel bad asking people for money. So
we should pay you to listen to it, really. Exactly. There should be like a reverse charge on Apple iTunes.
So which brings me to our next point. Every single person who listens to this, Mitch is going to give you a dollar. Every single one. So just send your invoices to Mitch, care of Tats Up at Marvel Stadium.
Tats Up at Marvel Stadium.
Go see the guys at Tats Up at Marvel Stadium and tell them, just hold your hand out for your dollar. What's his name?
Kev.
Kev, yeah. Kevin say, Matt. Kev, Mitch sent me. Just hold your hand out.
Give us a dollar, mate. Because he shouted out Tats Up on his shit podcast. It's garbage.
Sad party, we pay you a dollar.